They've been interviewed all day long, see. Anything left to say at all?
Absolutely nothing.
So I'm sort of sit around and
shit.
You know the history of our man? Please God.
Vaguely, but remind me. You know.
Oh.
I got a letter from Anton.
Like,
well, they started out as these little fuckups from a small town from Aberdeen, and all they did was smoke pot and spray paint the walls and stuff, and they're all rebellious, and they didn't like their parents, and had to find a new outlet for all their rebellious energy. So they started a band with the drummer, and then they kicked that drummer out, and then they got another drummer. And they kicked that drummer out, and then they got another drummer, and then they kicked that drummer out. Then they got another drummer. Then they made a record.
With that drummer.
With that drummer. Then they kicked them out, and then they got another one.
And then they,
then they borrowed one.
Borrowed
from the Melvins, this guy named Dale Griffin. And then he couldn't stay. And then they got another one. They kicked him out. And then,
well, was that you?
Oh yeah, you're back again.
I didn't even know who all the drummers were.
In the meantime, they toured a couple times and put out some records and stuff, and people liked them.
I could probably walk down the street and run into one.
Run into a drummer.
So there's drummers, and another guitarist somewhere on the line.
I thought that was a wet dream. It wasn't a wet dream. It was a nightmare. It was a mistake. It was
one of the many mistakes.
Heavy magnitude.
He's got credit on the record. He didn't even play.
So it's just like you two. One's Davidson thingy, and the other one's Nigel thingy. It's like drummers left, right, and center. Someone said to me, what lies beyond the promise of the power chord?
Rhythm.
Melody.
The Dorian mode.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. I could ask you on this. So what questions would you ask Dorian today?
What lies beyond the power chord?
The promise of the power chord.
Percussion.
The promise of
a good time.
Hey, beer drinking, girl fucking, crack smoking.
Clean guitars, but it's like a sharp edge to them. Augmented chords.
Yeah.
Never know.
That's a good answer.
Overindulgent masturbatory jack off. Time signatures. Xylophones.
Xylophones?
Absolute vodka.
Okay. Somebody's going to come down with me today and said, well, ask him a few questions. He didn't like this. Someone's kind of up and said, we're going to die. Even though it was.
Who's it? Anton?
No, somebody was going to come down with me to interview
you.
We got a phone call.
You were going to die?
Yeah. It's like, someone's coming up.
Some fish.
And he's a bit worried, so he didn't make it. But he asked me to ask you, do you like Metallica?
Well, I used to like Metallica when Kill 'Em All came out. But that's just about the only metal I've ever appreciated besides old stuff like Led Zeppelin and stuff like that.
Yeah, right here on that.
Don't have a total animosity and hatred towards them as I do most metal things. I just look at them and say, these guys are fucked up, I'm bad. And I see Metallica, it's like, I haven't sung it.
Because they don't really write good songs.
Yeah.
I don't think they ever had to kiss anybody's ass, you know. I mean, they kind of made it doing what they do, and I respect them for that.
They made metal street, on a street level again. In a real way. But
I don't think...
Metal's a good idea, it's just too bad that it's saturated with bullshit right now.
What was that?
What?
Hasn't it always been?
No.
No.
I don't think so. Well, Judas Priest was a damn good band.
I don't remember them being angry.
I bet I could put on a good Priest
yeah,
record.
Sure,
yeah, I bet I could find a good Priest record. We'd all sit around and go, yeah, this is pretty cool.
Mm.
You know? But could you do that with a Wasp record or
nothing.
Anything there in the floor? Anything in
the Empire, maybe Kiss.
Pile of shit.
Well, yeah. Kiss. Let's look at Kiss. Man.
Kiss is cool. Kiss is heavy metal. But
Kiss is metal.
Yeah, but that was more of like the glammy stuff. You know,
the
stuff
British,
from that
British metal.
Yeah, from the late, you know, from the early 80s on.
Yeah.
And, well, Judas Priest is 70s too. So
well, that Saxon stuff.
Saxon was garbage.
British metal.
Yeah, I didn't know.
But then there's Swedish.
Early Iron Maiden was cool before they got that Luciano Tom Jones power up.
The Fat Kids.
Yeah.
Americans are the new wave of heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Fuck yeah. They're the heaviest band in the world.
They're really good.
They're actually a punk band.
Semi-metal.
But they could appeal to a metal audience if the metal audience would just open their minds a bit.
Wide of their mind to open.
Yeah. Well, maybe they'll take some mind expanding substance. Things are different now. You know, start talking about.
Yeah, then you end up with something like all these British fans and all that, open my little kiddies who follow them and stuff like that.
Abba.
Yeah, that's what I a couple of interviews I've done recently, but they didn't want to sound like that. It's like so knackered because they've done 5 or 6 interviews in a day. I can't get down to like this time of day. So.
Because you can give the answers, those guys, heavyweight answers.
Well, sound like it was, well, I don't know, actually, so maybe I didn't have that much to ask for, but I certainly didn't have them. So,
yeah.
So do you like those, like sound like? We don't force you to know.
We love it.
Yeah.
Those people.
The band.
And as a band.
Sure.
Soundgarden's one of my main bands.
So you like, well.
There's room in my heart for Soundgarden.
What about Vaseline?
Oh, there's room in my heart for Vaseline, too.
Yeah?
I love it.
Well, my heart's pretty much filled up with the Vaselines. I'd say my heart would hold this much Vaseline as I have Soundgarden.
Yeah? More Vaseline than Soundgarden.
Yeah, but I don't know, you know, speaking of my heart, too, like, it's cool that Soundgarden has a place in my heart, because my heart has a backwards R on it, and that's for opinions RS, and I judge bands really heavily, ruthlessly, opinions up the ass. I guess my asshole has an R, too,
for rectum.
I'm just going to wreck them.
What else was there? Other bands you like, yeah, we'll talk about that. Like, or Field, maybe the Pixies. Yeah, it would be like the Pixies. It's here last night.
Yeah. Not last night, the night before.
Yeah.
Loved it. Been blown away. Been wanting to see them for years.
I've never seen them. So.
Fantastic.
They played in England sometimes. It's not ever. Maybe I should.
You should.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Great.
Fear.
You should. Yeah. I think it means the fear record again. The Wipers, Devo. The stuff. I don't know. It's most of the stuff that I find myself listening to is just stuff that I've been listening to for the past 10 years. Just always reverting back to it because there isn't much going on right now. And there really aren't any contemporary bands that I really like besides the Pixies, Vaseline's, Mudhoney.
Yeah.
Love it. As far as just with Sub Pop, definitely.
I mean, do you like all the other bands with Sub Pop?
Yeah.
The Dwarves.
No, I don't like the Dwarves.
Fuck, no. Well,
I like the Dwarves.
I like the Dwarves.
Well, that's it.
That's all you do. You have it.
But it was like, they did that, the album before that.
Do we like the Doors and their music?
Yeah. And if they weren't on Sub Pop, would you like them or would you be aware of that?
No. They were on Sub Pop and I don't like them.
Yeah. What about saying you're like being shackled with something, you're the best band on Sub Pop? Like I said, Sub Pop's brilliant and you're the best band.
I don't know, that's considered an insult because that's only about five bands. How do we compare to other bands?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, like there was. Well, that's a compilation.
But I don't know. It doesn't matter because we don't think we're the best band on Sub Pop. At least I don't. I hate that kind of news. But this one, I don't like to compare things like that. You know, we're different bands.
So are you going to start with Sub Pop?
No.
Or to save the future?
No. It's time to move on because those guys, they're pretty much done.
Backing what we've got right now.
Yeah, they've done pretty much everything they can do for us. They've done that about a year ago.
Mm. You're surprised, not necessarily surprised, but a lot of complaints are there. For example, I've got AM and whatever the surface keepers. A lot of other bands. And you haven't, what's that now? Was there any reason, just like apathy or?
For the second album.
The second album is going out, so I presume.
No, it won't be on so far.
The one.
This next album.
Yeah. It's going out so far.
With the other major, we'll have a deal with that within a month, by this month.
29? This isn't going to come out until Christmas, so.
Not labels, just about anything.
Yeah.
We talked to just about all of them. Except for Warner Brothers. I think we talked to Slash. Yeah. I guess Warner Brothers is here. He's covered all the names. The album will be called Sheep.
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 Yeah. Name. Why?
Just.
Like sheep. We're in a wolf's letters.
It's open
for interpretation.
Yeah. Know. Was it Jeff and Nina? Did you also?
Yeah.
Then again, also.
Jack and Nina and Nirvana did the last one.
Yeah.
We're going with Butch Vig from Madison. I just killed those two records.
Yeah. Go on, bro.
No thanks.
Well, do you think you're more popular here?
Yeah.
Or Europe?
Yeah, definitely.
More popular. Mm-hmm. What do you think that is? I remember reading, I got some stuff from Amazon the other day, and just like saying about how. Bands sort of.
You know what's weird,
the Northwest or something? They live in the same environment or something as the British.
The way I figure it, though, if you look at it per capita, we'd be just as popular in the United States, judging by the amount of fan mail we get.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But right. See, here, we come here, and there's a lot
so
smaller,
and so the population is easier to recognize that way.
Uh-huh.
It's like saying the New Kids on the Block has sold more records than the Beatles. Well, there were less people 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, there were.
Well, there would have, but, yeah. The big label of the records would probably be different.
Right.
So,
it's just a per capita thing. You gotta look at the pie graph,
yeah.
You know? And
yeah.
We're eating more beets.
We're eating more broccoli.
Here's a pie graph.
We're eating more New Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
Could you come with that? Like, the adulation that I get. Screaming brats.
I'd eat it up, because I'd go up there.
For the money. Yeah.
I'd just get really drunk and say, well, you can't hear me play anyway, so that's a lot of. You know, Oh, you know what we do? If we were to do Kids on the Block, we do what they did. We just have a CD play and just lip sync to it, you know? And just be totally pissed out of our fucking heads.
They don't have to be there.
And then, you know, go up there and just kind of move around. Then you can do we can do real acrobatics, like tap trapezes and trampolines. And get shot out of a cannon.
Wow, that'd be great.
And not miss a note where it's flying to the air. Because it's
fantastic. Like, you know, bass player.
It's all lip sync. Not even play the bass. I'll hire somebody to play the bass for me.
This is
John Entwistle. He needs money, I heard.
Yeah.
John
Entwistle. You can actually just show him on stage and you can just say, this is Chris's personal bass player for the lip sync.
The dance segment.
The what segment?
Dance.
Yeah, the dance segment.
Right. Actually, dances on stage.
John Entwistle would be there in like a brown Naga hide, like a red Naga hide coat. He'd have these flares on, and it'd be so great. And he'd stand there,
with the mic on.
And I'd be there going,
drunk. Look at him, he's making a total fool of himself. And he's
pissed, a big piss game, right? Pissing my pants right here. You know? Oh, you pathetic mess. But I'd have a lot of fun, so
he's putting the best place to play.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
People here, they know
the best response. They know how to get drunk and attack us on stage.
Yeah, do you mind that? Stage diving stuff. It's been a real...
If they're respectful, they could come up there, but some guy has to come up and bump into you. Like, he's not even watching.
Yeah,
or people who are like
you.
They get on stage and they stay there and they go...
There are always a few who just give a rat's ass of what band is up there. They just want loud rock and roll and they're...
Well, they want to get
trip over your effect pedals and stuff like that. And, yeah. So you just have to put up with it.
And what do you get frustrated with them? Or
stuff? Well, after a while.
Start
kicking.
Yeah.
Kicking's a good
one. I mean, I saw Rollins a month or two ago, and he was fine about it. It was, like I said, you got that much, and I've got this much.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
And there's anybody who'd come up there and stomach it, must have been around again.
Right, well.
And then somebody just did get on stage and then sort of got near the bass player, and the bass player started kicking them out.
Yeah, you know, they're playing instruments, and it's a lot harder than, so you're just kind of all in sync with no shirt on.
Who'd want to touch his sweaty body?
I heard a story about him in Germany last time we were in Europe, that this drunk German guy came up on stage, and, you know, he was just wearing his shorts and nothing else, you know, and he came, and he started taking off all his clothes, just this drunk German guy was up there, and he started going, taking off his shirt and taking off his pants until all he had on was his underwear, and then he went over to Henry and tried to pull down his pants, you know, and he just turned to him and punched him right in the nose, and so here's this drunk German guy just going blood all over his face, and Henry got arrested and thrown in jail.
He was being raped.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it just gets to the point where we played the show a couple weeks ago where I've got this, you know, my bass drum is 2 feet away from the edge of the stage, and there's just kids like falling in. I got cymbals hitting me. There's kids with my sticks in Washington State. Kids with my sticks going, hey, playing my drums for me. It's like,
after a while, we play the animal again. Chicken wire,
you bet.
Cage.
And then people are running at you,
and
you like can't close your eyes or anything because you have to like walk around.
Make sure you go get the microphone smashed in your face.
Yeah, it's really nice.
But it's hard to decide whether you want that to happen or a bouncer standing in front of you the whole time.
That really pisses you off now, especially like someone watching the band, and actually you try and move the muscle or something, and that's about to stop it soon.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And it causes trouble, you're out.
Right.
Well,
is
there a line that can be drawn?
No,
Fugazi's all there can be.
You know, they just
all just has respect.
Want people to dance around and not kill each other, you know. And I think that's cool and everything, but you know, kids want to come up and jump off the stage, and, you know, do stage dives, whatever. More power to them.
As long as it's just have some respect and get out of the way.
Get on and get off.
Get up there, have your moment of glory, and jump on.
Right. You know, you got people who get up there and go like, Tony! Tony, look at me! And
then they dive off, and they come up to you, and they go, fuck, you can fly, and they turn around.
Where are you here?
No.
As long as they don't steal my beer by my hand. You know, or steal it.
Cool.
No, as long as they don't steal our that's
too often.
Yeah.
Steven,
but that's
straps,
I don't want to start that crap.
That's gross.
Now with all this AIDS thing going on, I don't want someone spinning on me. I have to wear these rubbers.
Come cut lip or something.
You're the cover of people.
Remember the naked gun with Priscilla Presley? And they wore those condoms or a giant condom. He just like takes off his clothes.
It's just Velcro front open.
That was funny.
We also like that.
Oh,
yeah. Where else have you played up in Europe, America?
No,
nowhere.
Tijuana, Mexico.
Huh?
Canada.
Canada.
Is that any different than America?
It's a little bit.
Not much, really. Much to do as far as
some parts. Well, Montreal, you know, Montreal is a lot like Europe.
You know you're not in America, though. It's weird, but then you know you're not
just
in Europe.
Just because the people are dumber.
The French.
Not the French, just some Canadian people have this.
Those French are dumb. You want to... Not want to start any nationalists. We need more... That's all we need is more borders in the world. We want to have Canada in Quebec. All we need more borders. Well, let's have our neighborhood if you have to cross it. Checkpoint Charlie. You know.
Every state.
Yeah.
You are now entering Tennessee.
Yeah. Please have your passport.
Please have your passport ready.
Fuck, wouldn't that be a big
how y'all people want to go to Tennessee anyway?
That's one nice thing about traveling across the United States is you can drive for 20 hours and you don't cross any borders or anything. You're still
driving. 10 hours
a month?
Yeah.
Your passport and get taxed for it.
Germans
and smoke your hash and throw it away.
Stick it in your ear, put it in your hair, put it in your
crack. Oh, fuck that. No, it's just too hairy.
Fuck, Skeeter had these little pockets in his head. This band I used to be in, this other band, and the bass player had dreads.
He slotted it up and
put it up in his hair.
I need to see the DVR.
We always say, Skeeter, did you get rid of everything? Yeah, it's cool. Cross the border. 2 seconds after we cross the border.
We know you don't have any cash. Shit, you know. But
do
you smoke it? It's okay.
It's okay to tell me. I smoke it myself sometimes, you know?
No, that's just for the birds. That's not for me.
It's bad for your brain.
Oh, no. I think you're really stupid. Never touch a stuff.
I do take it a lot, actually.
Oh, sure.
You want some?
I told that, like, everyone's looking at me just laughing.
Are you going to Eastern Europe? I mean, presumably you're going to Europe.
We'd like to. We played in Budapest Hungary once.
Yeah.
We want to go there, but it's still different.
Yeah, I suppose it's not really come out. More European, money.
No, they're going to be the workforce.
That's true. Mexico's bringing America.
For $1 a day. Yeah, Mexico. Right.
Cheap labor. Bring them over.
Capitalism. Run rampant. God bless you, Ron, I guess. For all you've done.
But the Gulf.
Oh, we'll see.
Sudan. Do you like Sudan?
Yeah, he's good. He's pretty good.
The Americans are just going to try to be the badasses, and then the Americans are kicked.
You know, it's all for cheap oil.
It's all for fucking gas.
And but hopefully setting the stage for the total total collapse of the Western economy? You know, I hope so.
I think so. Why?
Just because it's all artificial, you know what I mean? Everything's on credit, you know. It all depends on oil. It all depends on Saudi Arabian and Japanese investment, you know what I mean? And it's just all phony.
Mm.
It's not real. It's just a skeleton structure. It's not even a skeleton. It's artificial. I don't even care. I want a big war to happen. I want a lot of dumb soldiers to die over there. They're so gung-ho and stupid. Oh, you fight for my country. Let them die in the heat because they're that stupid. I'd never go to join the army of any country.
And then everybody goes like
that.
Do you get called up?
I get he called up. Up.
I wouldn't fucking go.
Why could you not then?
I'm getting older. I'm 21. I'm 25, so, you know.
So I'm still.
What would you do?
What would I do?
You'd get paid for that. Fuck it.
I mean, you could
instant homosexual.
You could either you could go and you could say, "Hey, I'm a faggot." You could go to Canada. You could just completely dodge the whole thing and try to get away from it, but the system will end up catching up to you. Or you could be a conscientious objector.
You go cut your stretches in the front line.
Or whatever. Or work in a hospital.
Change bedpans.
Yeah, right. Shovel shit. But they're just, you shouldn't be forced to fight for something you have no,
you know,
interest in whatsoever, you know.
You know how you win a
you drive a car?
No, I don't. I don't have a car. I don't have fucking
there's
license.
Plenty of buses, you know.
Yeah.
I think we should go back to the horse.
I know we need oil.
Flyers,
but there's
diagrams of how
there's enough oil to
engine the roads on
at
water.
At least run the lorries.
So what do you make the money out of? Selling records.
Selling records, right. CDs, plastic.
Yeah, CDs are plastic too.
Yeah. Tapes.
Plastic.
There's an apple, you know. It's just all artificial.
Well, you know, art should be one thing that you can consider. I mean, art should be something that everyone should just be wasteful with.
Do you consider what you do art? Or do you think rock and roll is something separate?
Sure. Yeah? Your own creativity.
Sure.
Yeah? Of course. I mean, some people are getting worked up about how much paper is being used in CDs because the packaging is being thrown away. There's plenty of other things we can worry about in wasting some paper compared to, you know, art. You know, okay to waste. Or used. We want to put CDs inside of album jackets, actually, LP jackets. Just because we like, yeah, or gatefold or whatever. Just because we like the idea of the LP.
It's a nice size.
Big, the package being this big and looking at it. We kind of miss that. I mean, even if it's on vinyl, I know it doesn't matter. There still should be a 12-inch package you should get with an album.
About the poll text we hear on Saturday.
It's all a fucking scam. Fuck it.
Did you hear about the sort of semi-riot?
Yeah, we heard about it a little bit.
Well, were you there in the spring?
This spring?
No.
Before Christmas, or
before.
Because there's like a big march up to the square, and it's like the police just sort of steamed in and started beating people about the place. Mm-hmm. It's there for. This is the march on Saturday was a consequence of that. Do you know anything about it?
First of all, everybody has to pay the same tax if you're rich. And you're,
you know. Is it like that in America? I mean, it's just a
well, you're in tax brackets, you know, depending on your income. Like
this is separate. I mean, there is income tax.
Oh, no, there's nothing like that.
Yeah.
They just tax a hell out of you everywhere. Go
buy their merchants and poll taxes.
A stick of gum is 10 cents, but you pay 11 cents for it, you know, because sales tax, sales tax, I got.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's
tax on everything.
Price of cigarettes goes up in the weed. It's crazy. People here are still sort of concerned with this poll tax cause, because when we were here last year, it was a big issue.
and it's still going on.
There's loads less people there, like 5,000 people. Yeah. Yeah. So they were just about 10, I don't know.
That's too bad.
I don't know what it was in the spring. I think it was just like, but British day, 7,000
people. Yeah, that's the way it is in America, it works. There, people don't care at all. People don't care enough to even protest. And what they do is just about a few hundred middle American ex-hippies. They don't care enough to get ready.
Next question.
That was cool.
Television?
Mm-hmm.
Television's cool.
Television was developed as an educational tool. And it can be an educational tool. You can be a modern day cultural anthropologist. Just see what's going on and how stupid your fellow man is by what's on TV or how stupid they watch it, you know what I mean? Like, we have 40 channels where I live. There's like
40 examples.
40 examples of stupidity. So it's a good reminder, you know. But then again, being the weak person that I am, I want to be entertained. I demand the entertainment.
I demand my entertainment.
There's got to be something here, damn it.
And sometimes there is.
There'll be, yeah, sometimes there is. Something goes through there. Maybe 10% of
something contemporary.
It's on there, you know. And
the rerun of an old movie.
What about
CNN?
It's only just starting tomorrow in England.
It's fine for the first few episodes, but after a while it turns into a typical.
If it didn't have so much of a soap opera taste to it, you know, if it wasn't such a blatant, like, ooh, well, see, I can't wait till next week kind of thing.
I watched it in hopes of I was going to find out who killed Laura Palmer. And now, it doesn't even matter. No.
Because I saw, there's like, over here, it's been available, like, video of the first episode and a little tacked on bit at the end where you find out it's somebody called in it.
No, Bob.
Or Bob, even.
There's good. There's
Bob Killer. Bob's the one who killed Laura Palmer.
There's those great really dumb dwarf dancing about.
That was really cool.
Talking back to
it. That was like the best episode.
Which that was actually in it. The dwarf.
That was like the sixth episode or something, wasn't it? Or the third, maybe. It was really good.
What happened?
I mean, you can't expect every episode to be in that quality. It's just, it's every week. That's what the problem is with series. That you can't have quality stuff if you're expected to put something out once a week.
Mm.
It's just impossible. I mean, what if we had to put out a single once a week? Yeah, couldn't be done. There should be time. I kind of like the television over here because you never know what to expect. It's just so.
Mm. That's what I was thinking about. It is that like a couple of friends of mine in America have been saying it's like brilliant. It's so amazing that this thing is coming out on national television, and I thought about, I saw this video, I thought, well, that's really not exceptional.
The first
so
one
here,
no.
We get that sort of quality television on a pretty regular basis.
Like, they showed an original David Lynch movie just the other night, a really old one.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. They wouldn't show that. Maybe in some late night cult.
Mm. It's like Eraserhead
program. What?
Before. It was a bit like Eraserhead before that.
It was even better than Eraserhead. I thought it was amazing. But, I don't know, cinema is really looking better, in my opinion.
Well, at the moment, or just
at the moment.
In respect of the low quality of television?
Well, just in respect to the cinema itself, mainly just movies. I think the movies themselves are getting a lot better. Because people like David Lynch and John Waters are being allowed to make commercial movies that they're getting financial
money.
Things are mainly just getting more surrealistic, and that's what I prefer. But it's cool. It's really good. I'm surprised at cinema now, and I haven't been excited about movies for years. It's really nice. Mm. At least there's that medium of art to look forward to.
Would you see yourself moving into something like that with the movie set?
We want to make a movie soon.
Yeah.
In fact, definitely. We love the idea. We've been toying around with ideas. It would be
Scando Sex Slaves from Hell.
Huh?
Scando Sex Slaves from Hell.
Well, it wouldn't be like an obvious cult slasher movie or something like that. It'd be just pretty much on the same lines as the David Lynch movie. You know, not much of a plot, maybe just imagery. You know, just a montage of weird stuff.
Something like that. But drink and drugs. I remember somebody saying you don't drink at all that much.
No, we don't. So, well, when we do, we
you do.
Indulge, yeah. Sure. But actually, we've somehow got an image of being total drug abuser.
T-shirt, yeah, that.
Yeah,
crack smoking and all that.
Right. And the first few interviews that we had were pretty. I don't know.
We weren't very prepared for it,
so we just used obvious rock and roll cliches as a tool to try to start an image, you know. And we were just like backwood rednecks who take a lot of drugs. Simple as that. That was really an image given to us by Subpop.
Yeah.
I mean, some people think that, you know, an independent label is great because of its artistic freedom, but I think the Sub Pop has
taken it upon that, themselves that,
to do a lot of things for us without our consent. And so we may as well go for a major.
Yeah, do you think that's because they got some images of the Pope, well, from John Pants or something?
Yeah.
Is the epitome of slobbish rock and roll dementia or whatever.
Right. Well, there's an image that's...
No, things like rock, go ahead, I mean, rock and roll, and get drunk and chat a few women after.
Yeah. I mean, those guys live out the world better than we can. Just because they're good at it. They're really good storytellers, and they can
they like
to play around with it. They like to do that kind of stuff. But they're definitely not the marginally retarded rednecks that they portray.
So, I mean, look. One of the things I'm from another one is something about you being Satanist.
Yeah, it's
that's just the same nonsense.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing about Satan. I don't know nothing about religion.
That's fine.
What's that?
I just messed up.
Yeah. Satan, he's pretty good.
Satan's just alright,
buddy. Yeah, Satan's okay.
Yeah.
He's okay.
Satan's been exploited, man.
Backward tracking with messages like...
Sure, yeah.
Not fast.
Rat's ass.
Yeah, indeed. Oh, yeah, songwriting influences all that sort of motivation and all that.
Cool.
Yeah.
I think half the motivation is boredom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is Aberdeen a country? Like, you still live there?
No, we don't live there. 3 years, 4 years.
Was that the main reason you started with that? Boring.
Yeah, sure.
Would you have been bored anywhere else?
We like music. We're music fans. I'm sure if we lived in a fast-paced life in a place like New York, we'd be doing the same thing.
Yeah.
We'd be exactly the same people. It's just whatever your environment is, it doesn't matter. Inspiration. I've been inspired just recently by some new friends that I've met who have helped me pretty much reinvent punk rock again, because for a while...
For myself, and
for our music, because for a while we kind of got sucked into the Sub Pop grunge, long hair, retro 70s mold that wasn't very fitting for us, and it's easy to fall into something like that, like the whole scene, if you're totally into the scene, and now. I've met just a few friends lately who are new friends of mine who really helped me reinvent punk rock and
incredibly flat. I'm starting to listen to all the punk rock stuff that I was listening to like 5 or 6 years ago.
What?
Yeah. Oh, it's like the Wipers and Tales of Terror and Flipper and Bad Brains and Black Flag. There's all that stuff. All the 77 punk rock, the same.
Ed Cooper is playing on Wednesday.
Huh?
Ed Cooper.
Oh, yeah?
He's Cooper. He's playing on Wednesday.
Cool. Yeah, I don't know about
Tuesday. Or maybe Tuesday. Horns. With horns.
Oh, yeah, he's a horn guy, isn't he? I mean, after a while, the Saints really...
It's always what I custom credit.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the only bands I really like that have horns.
Yeah. Sonics? Sonics.
Sonics?
The Sonics.
Yeah. The Sonics?
Yeah. The Sonics.
Sonics, yeah. From that was a really raspy saxophone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I remember the music.
Age.
Huh?
Age. Saxophone.
Sax. Yeah. Wait, it was just a saxophone, but it wasn't like a horn section.
It was Fear has. Yeah, I mean, it's nothing like. Chicago. I should never do with anything with brass or moving instruments in it, but the Saints were still one of the only rock punk bands that did it with taste that I know of.
Do you see yourselves like expanding the instrumentation?
Not very much. If we do, we use it minimally, like the Stooges, just a little saxophone here or there or something. I don't know. I couldn't see it happening right now. We're going to use the cello, a couple of songs on the record, one string.
So it's not actually recorded yet, Neil?
No.
So, the tape I got from Anton was just the same song. The tape he's got. I've got 6 tracks on it.
Yeah, those are new songs. We attempted to record the record with our other drummer, but it, actually, we're pretty pleased with it. The whole performance, it's just that Dave's in the band now, so we thought that we'd just re-record everything.
There's one of the songs I want to record, because it stopped halfway through, but didn't record the whole thing. So I've seen a cover of it since we fixed it today. There's just 2 songs on.
Yeah, the single. I think it's 2 songs.
On the cover of it, is that you just getting really frustrated with stuff, or just people mucking about? It looks like the drum kit is splashed all over the place.
That's just what we do a lot of times.
Yeah.
Live shows. If it's a good show, if it's a really good show or a bad show, you destroy your stuff. It's like a climax.
Or some sort of food fixation.
Sure. I think it's just a rock and roll thing. It's the reaction if you really get intense and into the music. I think a lot of people have tendencies to want to do that. It's just expensive for most people.
Mm.
It's expensive for us as well.
Set light to you every time.
Mm-hmm.
You don't set light to them, though.
Sure.
Yeah?
Never have, but I probably will one of these days. But, you know, match up the equipment is something we've done for, we've been a band a year now.
Yeah.
Do it for attention and frustration, really. It's
kind of a good way to wrap up the show. It's fun.
You come to the encore.
Yeah, you can't do any encore. There you go.
That's another reason, too.
Yeah, encore is you kind of the true rock star with it.
Yeah. Hey, we're back.
Yeah, okay. Teased you a little. Nope. Okay, a couple more songs.
Remember, Joe, you walked off stage and walked right. Nobody was even going crazy. You walked right back on. But, you know.
I think if you got play or something, you could play Diddy Bryan, you could play and then whip up.
Yeah, sure.
And then some people would play.
Some people are ungrateful, though.
People get really stroppy if you don't do an encore.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
In England, anyway.
Right, yeah. We hardly ever do an encore, but sometimes we have to because they wanted that band. You can usually just tell.
Spit out, right?
Yeah, that poll tax is like such a blatant ripoff.
It is. I mean, the fact that you've got to pay just to live.
See?
The same as, like, if I live in a flat and Mr. X lives in a mansion and I pay or don't pay.
You know how England has, like, North Sea oil? Do you think that's enough oil to for the whole country to get by on?
Well, it would have been, but we fucked it off until we got into it.
Oh, God.
Sold it cheap.
See,
not much left.
See, and so you think
unrenewable resources.
It's like, oh man, I'm so tired.
Yeah.
If a country would blatantly rip you off as a poll tax, don't you think like inflate oil prices just so they can, you know,
get more tax
and
better wages. I just really don't like England very much. I can't see anywhere that's nicer to live.
Out in the woods somewhere.
Mm. Maybe Australia or something. That's not just as bad as just in Palestine. The rain.
Maybe you could like live a more low key existence where you can get by easier. So anyway, you go up your city where you have to, you know, have comfort.
Do you feel like, I mean, this England is where you come from? I mean, were you brought up there?
Yeah,
grew up there.
I was
just in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amongst all these woods. Really secluded place. The whole community was revolving around, I mean, it still does revolve around the wood industry, cutting down trees. Cutting down trees and forgetting to replant, and now complaining about
how many trees left.
No, there's no trees left, and wanting to go into sacred rainforest territory. But the spotted owl, when there's a spotted owl environment, I thought it was an easy way to protect an endangered species to stop the waters from going into the forest. And they're mad as hell about it, I'll tell you. They have bumper stickers that say the spotted owl tastes like chicken and stuff like that. It's just like,
oh, is it an owl?
An owl, yeah.
All right. So it's on the west side.
Yeah.
Or the water here.
I think I'm going to skip dinner tonight. I don't think I can go up.
You should stay up. You have to get on the regular schedule.
Well, what time is it anyway?
10 to 8.
Yes, we've got to do it. We've got to go out with the labels.
When
are you going? When do you arrive?
Sunday. Yeah, maybe we can find some fire.
Well, see, I haven't like gotten any sleep really. Like the last night, I only slept for 6 hours. The whole thing is that I haven't.
What's been complimenting is like I haven't been getting any sleep, steady sleep. I think if I could wait for like total slumber for 12 hours, I'd wake up tomorrow and be ready to go. I just stop. I want to get some fresh air.
That was
a nice interview.
Yeah.
Tell everybody fuck you and we hate them, and I can just really give a shit about anything. They just love me. I'm a sap, that's why I have a thing of concern, you know.
Good, well, thanks so much. So tell me around it.
Since the age of 7, I've become hateful towards all humans in general, only because it seems so easy for people to get along and have empathy. Empathy. Only because I love and feel for people too much, I guess. Thank you all from the pit of my burning, nauseous stomach for your letters and concern during the last years. I'm too much of an erratic, moody person, and I don't have the passion anymore. love, empathy, Kurt Cobain.